Lesson 3, consonant changes related to the Spanish resonance. Now remember when we were working on the resonance, one of the things I was having you do was to take the lip and teeth and gum ridge and have them retreat away from the advancing tongue. We had a little chase going on, as if the tongue thrust forward and the target, that is the gum ridge and the teeth, tried to get away from the advancing tongue. Now one of the results of this movement is a tendency for some changes in the consonants to take place in the Spanish accent. One of the most basic is a change in the sound of what in American English we call B or V. Now the Spanish consonant is somewhat of a combination of the two. It's not a plosive B. It's not a fricative V, but it's sort of V, 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 where you do have a little bit of the airflow going in between the bottom lip and the top teeth, but at the same time you have a little bit of involvement of the top lip as well as you do in the normal B. Now, if you follow through with the motion of the lip and the teeth, that will tend to make this combination sound happen. Now, let's look at a few of the sounds. We'll do alternation again. First, both the B sound or the V sound with the standard American pronunciation and with the standard American vowels and the standard American resonance. And then we'll switch off and you repeat the other way. Big, big. Basic, basic. Abide, abide. The B sort of disappears a little bit. Absence, absence. Tribe, tribe. Grab, grab. It's not grab, it's not grav, but grab. Now some of the V sounds. Very, very. Victory, victory. Average, average. Ever, ever. Slave, slave. Have, have. Some sentences. Bob rode a cab from the lab to the big club. Bob rode a cab from the lab to the big club. There will be grave consequences to the native olive grove. There will be grave consequences to the native olive grove.
We rose very early to catch various events.
We arose very early to catch various events. It's almost as if the V sounds like it's migrating toward the B and the B sounds like it's migrating toward the V. Now the next pair of sounds are the D and the T, both of which are flavored by the TH sounds. Now it doesn't really turn into a TH, but the D, instead of being D, tends to be D, D, with a hard release, a little bit of a fricative sound coming off of it, and the T, 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 as the tongue pulls away, and you hear that. Now, this is especially true in Castilian speech. Castilian Spanish, rather than the Mexican or the Sudamerican. Dinner, dinner. Dental, dental. Adam, Adam. Indent, indent. Shade, shade. Food, food. And, of course, the most famous, most frequently used Spanish word with this is verdad, which in the Castilian Spanish, verdad, verdad, almost the TH flavoring. Some T's now, texture, texture, telephone, telephone, attack, attack, hitter, hither, credit, credit. Some sentences. Don't deliver the bland dinner on gold dishes.
Now you do everything here, do all the resonance, the four resonance things, as well as this change in the consonants which is coming out of the resonance. Don't deliver the bland dinner on the gold dishes.
You hear the tongue going up to the alveolar ridge and it's hitting and pulling off hard at this point of focus, so connect it to the resonance.
Too many tourists hit their heads on low ladders.
Too many tourists hit their head on low ladders.
Last night, dozens of credit cards were distributed to executives.
Last night, dozens of credit cards were distributed to executives.
Now, one of the reasons that this change is not absolutely essential sometimes, or that you're not all that aware of it sometimes, is that there's another characteristic of the Spanish speech, and that's that sometimes the final consonants, especially the plosives and the nasals, and sometimes the fricatives, are not fully articulated at all in the final consonants. Now this, again, comes out of one of the resonance characteristics we were using of the alveolar ridge and the teeth pulling away and having difficulty retreating from the tongue. So the tongue has some trouble catching up to the ridge there. Now be careful. Don't go too far with this because it can get in the way of your being understood by the audience. But I'll show you how this works if we really go too far with it, and then you can pull back. You soon might need a new tape recorder. You soon might need a new tape recorder. I'm almost making all the final consonants disappear. The hem of the dress is held up by the pins and needles. The hem of the dress is held up by the pins and needles. I'm very pleased with the way you've planned the company's program. I'm very pleased with the way you planned the company's program. Now, I really went the whole hog that time. You can hear in all those examples, and I'll continue for a minute to talk this way, that as I work to get the resonance in the new point and to keep the teeth on the alveolar ridge up away from the tongue, that there are times when those final consonants seem to escape altogether. Those final consonants seem to escape altogether is what I just said. Now, even when you clean up the accent for intelligibility, as I did now, and put all of those final consonants back in, which you should, of course, do on this stage, you still have to give the impression that there is a slight delay in articulation or a slight difficulty in getting the tongue to hit the ridge or the teeth because of the retreating of the teeth away from it. Now, I'll go back to the same sentences now, and I'll work to overcome the tendency to eliminate the final plosives and the final nasals. Now, you keep working out of the resonance. Keep doing everything. You soon might need a new tape recorder. Instead of you soon might need a new tape recorder. And it's not quite you soon might need a new tape recorder where all of the final fricatives and plosives and nasals are there. But you soon might need a new tape recorder. Just a delay. The hem of the dress is held up by the pins and needles. I'm very pleased with the way you plan the company's program. Just giving the sense of making it more difficult, and you really, if you do the resonance exercise of protruding away with the teeth and then try to overcome it, you'll really get a good sense of this balance. If you listen sometimes to two particular actors, Ricardo Montalban, who is from Mexico, and Fernando Lamas, who is from Argentina, you'll hear sometimes this combination of the attempt to do very clear articulation, but still with the tendency to constantly have to fight to push that tongue up there to accomplish the clear articulation on these final consonants. We're going to look now at another consonant which is related to the Spanish resonance because of the increased use of the tongue, and that is the R. In Spanish, and you'll find this in all of the European languages, there is some sort of a roll of the tongue. Sometimes in the front, sometimes R in the back. But in Spanish, it's a trill in the front or the tip of the tongue. Now, with the tongue doing this one tap in front on the alveolar ridge, R, 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 you get the sense of the Spanish R. But in Spanish, there are two different R's in the alphabet, two different letters. There's the R, one tap, and then there's the R, spelled with the double R, which is the two tap. So it's the difference between one tap, la rosa es roja, and ferrocarril, which means railroad or iron carriage, or burro, where you have the double R and you have R, more of a trill, more than the one tap. Now, for a few people, it's a bit difficult to learn how to do a tongue trill, since this sound does not exist in American English. If you cannot do it, simply try to do a D tap, a slight D sound, like in very, very, instead of very. Very, very, very. Now, there's not enough time on this tape to spend too much time teaching special techniques for tongue rolls, since most of you already know how to do it with no problem. But if you're one of the few people who has a great deal of difficulty doing rolled R's, and if you want to spend a longer time trying to learn it, I call your attention to the Scottish tape in this series, tape number 6, where the roll is so important for that dialect that much more time is spent with it. But now we look at a few words and sentences with R in different positions. Rose, rose, or rosa. Heather, heather. Arrive, arrive. Fear, fear. Keep doing all the other resonances. Bird, bird. Ever, ever. And it doesn't matter whether the R is initial, medial, or final. We just do it all the time. Sentences.
The girl put the worm on the hook and caught a perfect flounder.
The girl put the worm on the hook and caught a perfect flounder.
The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure through time.
The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure through time. I'll just repeat those sentences once more, doing much more of a roll, just to show you what it would sound like if we put more in. The girl put the worm on the hook and caught a perfect flounder. The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure through time. But it's not necessary to go nearly that far with it.
The next sound, or consonant change, is the H. The initial H, the beginning of a word or the beginning of a syllable. Where instead of h, h, we have a little bit of a h, h, a little bit of a throaty or guttural sound with the tongue coming up, or one that just has additional aspiration with it. So instead of help, help. History, history. Inherited, inherited. Manhattan, Manhattan.
Henry Harrison is holding the hatchet high. Henry Harrison is holding the hatchet high.
And sometimes you might not even want to go to hatchet high at all, just holding the hatchet high, just putting more airflow through.